fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Horse Silver! Let's go, big fellow! Are you Silver?
Tom Armstrong was a tough outlaw whose notoriety was widespread in the Southwest Territory. The news and handbills about Armstrong were vague. Some said he was short and wiry, others that he was medium height and heavy set. But actually, he was muscular and well-built, a hard-hitting, fast-shooting six-footer. There was a reason for the various descriptions that were given of Tom Armstrong. Among the members of his outlaw gang, there were two men, one short and wiry named Shorty, and the other of medium height and heavy set named Bill. According to a plan devised by Tom Armstrong, every time the gang went into action, he would alternate with one of the other two in taking the lead. For instance, when they held up the cafe in Leadtown, Shorty gave the orders.
This is a holdup. You ever heard of Tom Armstrong? You better keep reading.
Hey, it's the Armstrong gang.
He must be Tom Armstrong.
Line up against the wall, all of you. First coyote that makes a false move will be plenty
all
sorry.
Right, all right.
All right, men, get over there and get your wallets and guns. Make it fast. Right. Hurry up. Come on, get over there.
And when the gang held up the stagecoach a few miles from Leadtown, it was Bill who gave the orders.
Get it, man. Go on, man. Get it. Get it, man. Go on. Hey, outlaw. I better stop. Whoa, whoa there. Whoa. Whoa.
All right, you up in the boot? You ever heard of Tom Armstrong? You know we mean business. Throw down the strong box.
Yeah, sure. I heard the Armstrong gang all right. I'll toss the box down like you say.
All right. Now you mean get the passengers lined up. Make it fast. All right.
At the bank in Frystone, Armstrong himself did the ordering.
All right, everybody, freeze. It's a holdup.
It's a gang of outlaws.
Bill, while the rest of us keep everybody covered, you and Shorty get the cash from the teller.
Right.
Hurry it up and let's get out of here.
That must be the Armstrong gang.
You're right, it is the Armstrong gang. Get any argument over there, Bill. Give that teller a bullet. We got to get moving.
Later in Leadtown, the townsmen had a meeting with the sheriff to discuss the Armstrong gang.
I tell you, Sheriff, they seem to get away with anything they try to do. Hard telling where that gang will strike next.
I know that. Matter of fact, there's already a big reward for Tom Armstrong, but nobody really knows what he looks like. Him and his gang always have their faces partly covered.
Well, I got a squint at him at the cafe. He's short and wiry, sort of.
No, the stage driver said he's heavy set. And the teller at the bank said he was tall and muscular looking.
But there, you see? That Armstrong seems to be a 3-in-1 kind of outlaw. Nobody rightly knows whether he's short and wiry, big and heavy set, or tall and muscular. It don't make sense. Some two folks ought to agree on just how he does look.
Yeah, the hombre who gave the orders when they held up the cafe was short and thin, Sheriff. I saw him when they came out.
Don't recollect seeing you around, mister. Must be new in town.
Yes, sir, I am. But I'm interested, too, in whether you catch Armstrong or not. Any harm in that?
Of course there ain't. We need all the help we can get.
The stranger's tall and husky enough to be a big help with a posse.
Yeah, he's right, Sheriff.
All right, all right. We're glad for all the help we can get.
Well, what are you fixing to do, Sheriff? You and your posse give up hunting the Armstrong gang?
Well, we did lose track of them. Now, if any of you got any ideas...
Here, I got one, if you're interested in listening.
Sure. Go ahead and tell me about it.
Well, sir, my idea is to lay a trap for that gang.
Lay a trap? What kind of a trap?
Well, maybe give out word that a shipment of gold is coming in by stage. Then have you and your deputies riding the stage or something like that. If the gang got
he's
wind
got
of gold...
He's got a good idea there, Sheriff.
Yeah, the stranger's all right.
Why don't you do like he says, Sheriff?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
By thunder, I'll do it. We let out word at the cafe that a shipment of gold is coming in day after tomorrow. Then we'll go get the stage at Drystone and ride it into Leadtown.
If I can help you with the plan, let me know, Sheriff.
I'll take you up on that offer. Come on over to my office and we'll discuss it with my deputies. I'm sure glad you came to the meeting, stranger. We need more interested citizens like you around here. Let's go.
That afternoon, the Lone Ranger and Tonto made camp in the hills near Leadtown. After going to town for supplies, Tonto returned to the camp and drew rein.
Oh, Scout, oh, fella. Easy, fella.
Well, Tonto, any news in town?
Men have meeting about Armstrong gang.
Oh? I heard that gang was operating in this territory.
That right. Gang robbed cafe, hold up stage. Posse not able to get trail outlaws.
Armstrong's a tricky man, all right. In fact, I haven't been able to find anyone that agrees about his appearance.
Well, that right.
Oh, what was the outcome of the meeting, you know?
No, me not know that, Kimasabi.
All right. After supper, I'll put on a disguise and we're going to town. Perhaps we can find out what happened at the meeting.
That evening, the Lone Ranger, disguised as a rancher, went to the cafe with Tonto. They stood in the shadows at the back where they would be unobserved and listened to the conversation around them. The Lone Ranger's attention was drawn by the conversation at a nearby table between one of the sheriff's deputies and Tom Armstrong, whose identity was unknown and who had been accepted as a well-meaning stranger by the townsmen.
Sure was a good plan you suggested to the sheriff for catching that Armstrong gang, mister. But do you reckon the gang will hear about it and fall for it?
Well, I figure they'll hear about a stage that's supposed to be bringing a gold shipment, all right. But they'll sure be surprised to find the sheriff and you deputies inside the stage.
We'll sure give them a big surprise, you can bet.
The sheriff better take all his deputies along. That gang is tough, you know.
He's planning to take all of us. Say, you seem like a right nice hombre. But I haven't heard you mention your name at all.
My name? Oh, yeah. Well, suppose you call me Tex, huh? Tex Smith.
All right, Tex.
That tall fella hesitated over that name, Tonto. I'd say that isn't his real name.
That's what me think.
It's nice of a stranger just come to town to take such an interest and to think up a plan like that.
Well, it's like I told the sheriff. I'm interested in the hunt for Armstrong.
Well, I reckon I gotta get along now. I'll walk along with you. Reckon you're staying at the hotel, aren't you?
No, sir. I'm staying with friends outside of that town.
Got my horse outside for this ride.
Hey, I'll be seeing you again.
Adios.
So long, Tex.
All right, let's go, Tonto. Out the back door.
Why we leave, Kimasabi?
That stranger isn't a very good actor, Tonto. He satisfied the deputy, but I'm somewhat suspicious. I'd like to know more about him. Oh, wait a minute. We'll stand here between the buildings until he mounts and leaves. There he goes. Now we'll mount and follow him. Come on.
Here he comes.
Easy, Connor.
Come on, Fuller.
Get on scout.
The moon was very bright, and the Lone Ranger and Tonto followed Tom at a distance since his trail was fairly clear. But when some distance from town they reached a creek, they stopped.
Oh, fella. Looks like man go cross creek here.
Yes, we'll ford the creek and see if he went on. All right, let's go. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, scout.
Up, Silver, up, boy.
Come, scout. Come, fella. Come.
Holy cow.
Oh, scout, oh, fella. No. That's not come out this side creek, Kimasabi.
I know. For some reason, he must have ridden along in the water. That means he feared someone might trail him.
That right.
Tonto, you go to the left. I'll ride up the creek to the right. We meet right here where the trail enters the water. Whoever gets here first can wait for the other. Look for the place where that man may have left the creek.
Me ride down creek now.
Adios. See you later.
Get him up.
Come on, Silver.
After the Lone Ranger left Tonto, he rode for some distance up the creek, carefully scrutinizing both banks for some sign that the man he trailed had left the water, but without success. Finally, he rounded a turn in the creek and saw a high waterfall just ahead.
High waterfall would keep anyone from going further upstream. He must not have come this way unless I missed the place he left the water. Turn around now, big fella, and go downstream until we reach the place where to meet Tonto. If I miss the sign I'm looking for coming up here, maybe I'll find it on the return trip. Come on, Tonto.
It was almost dawn when Tonto and the Lone Ranger finally met again at the designated place.
Oh, Scott. Oh, fella. Oh, fella.
I reached here about a half an hour ago, Tonto.
Well, me go long way. Not find any sign, Kimasabi. Water go into canyon. It's too deep for anyone to go further. Me look plenty close, both banks.
I did, too. But a few miles upstream is a high waterfall dropping over a cliff. No one could get beyond it. Strange that he's eluded us this way.
That's right. But him not come out creek.
I feel sure he didn't come out anywhere upstream. And I'm certain that man isn't what he represents himself to be to the sheriff and the townsman.
Not what me think.
Well, we might as well go back to town. I'd like to have a talk with the sheriff about the plan the stranger proposed. All right, let's get going. Come on, Silver.
Come on, scout.
Meantime, in a hideout shack, Tom Armstrong sat talking to Shorty and Bill.
It sure is funny to see how easy those men in town are taken in.
Yes.
I get a big laugh out of thinking what the sheriff and his men would say if they knew that they were sitting with Tom Armstrong planning to trap his own
man. We've got to hand it to you, Tom. You sure know how to fool him.
Yeah, he sure does. He's got people thinking that he could be either short or heavy set or most anything in the way of a pitch.
That's what I want him to think, Bill. By keeping him confused, I can trick him plenty.
So the sheriff fell for your plan to have him and his deputies put out word that Gold's coming on the stage. And for them to go to Drystone and ride the stage to Lidtown. That's rich.
Yeah. Hey, there's just one more day till that stage makes a run, too.
That's right. And they'll be riding it armed to the gills and ready to jump out and surprise the Armstrong gang, which they hope will hold up the stage.
Yeah, that's sure a clever way to get the law out of Lidtown.
Yeah, and it leaves the way wide open.
That's right, Shorty. And while that trusting sheriff and his men are riding the stage, the Armstrong gang will raid Leadtown and make the biggest haul we've ever made. We'll take everything in that town worth taking. You can count on that.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now to continue our story. While Tom Armstrong and his men were smugly laughing in their hideout about the trick they were pulling on the law, the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached the edge of town. They rested in a secluded place until the sun came up. Then the Lone Ranger went to the sheriff's office and entered.
Morning, Sheriff.
Howdy, mister. What can I do for you so early in the morning?
I came to talk to you about your plan to trap the Armstrong gang.
Just a minute, stranger.
Why do you draw your gun, Sheriff?
Because you're going to explain just how you know of a plan to trap that gang. Only the men who was at a certain meeting knew that.
Including a tall stranger who suggested the plan?
That's right. You seem to know a lot that needs explaining.
I made it my business to learn what I could for certain reasons. Here, maybe this will tell you that I'm here to help you.
What's that bullet for?
It's a silver bullet, Sheriff. Hoped it might mean something to you.
A silver bullet, huh? By thunder, then you must have been sent by the Lone Ranger.
That's right, sir.
Pardon my drawing on you, but
Forget it.
What can I tell you? Is there something you want to know?
I came to tell you something, Sheriff. That tall stranger's not to be trusted. In fact, I suggest you change your plan without telling anyone except your deputies.
You mean that plan to ride the stage isn't a good one?
It could be if circumstances didn't lead me to believe that you're being sent away from town on a wild goose chase.
Great day. What makes you think that?
Well, the stranger was overheard talking to one of your deputies in the cafe last night. I became suspicious of him and followed him.
Followed him? Isn't he staying in town?
No, sir. In fact, he cleverly covered his trail so that it couldn't be followed after we reached the creek some miles west of here. If he had nothing to hide, why should he fear someone might trail him?
That's right. What do you think he might be up to?
Well, he could be a spy for the Armstrong gang, sent here to pull the wool over your eyes. Then again, he might be Tom Armstrong himself.
You're gone. Never thought of that.
Well, Armstrong's a clever outlaw. As you know, he's fixed it so that no one really knows just what he looks like.
Yeah, that's true. What do you think we ought to do?
Well, as I said before, I suggest you change your plan without telling anyone but your deputies. When talking to your deputy at the cafe, the man who called himself Tex Smith was anxious to make certain you took all your deputies with you on the stage. Now, that would leave the town open for outlaws to move in.
You mean you think maybe we were being tricked into leaving Lead Town without any lawmen?
It could be. Now, if you're willing, I think I can suggest another plan. Perhaps it will give us a chance to capture them.
Of course I'm willing. We'll follow any plan you want us to. Now, what is your plan, mister?
Now, listen closely and I'll tell you. And you can pass it on to your deputies. The plan I have in mind is this. The Lone Ranger will meet you and your deputy. And then they'll...
The morning that the stage was due to leave Drystone for Lead Town, the sheriff and his men gathered at the hitch rack in front of the jail and prepared to mount. Tom Armstrong was on hand to see them leave.
Sheriff, here's wishing you luck. I hope the plan works out and that by the night you'll have the outlaw gang in jail.
I got sort of a feeling we will have, Smith. Yes, sir. It was a good thing when you came to that meeting and spoke up like you did.
Thanks. I'm glad to have been a help to you. I have business in town now, but I'll join the posse later.
Well, we might as well get started if we hope to get to Drystone in time to get the stage. Hit leather, men. Let's get going. Steady up. Adios, Smith. Be seeing you again.
Go along, Sheriff.
Get up there. Come on.
Later that morning, Tom Armstrong reached the hideout and pulled rein in front of the shack where Shorty and Bill were waiting.
Oh, ho there, ho! Fine.
Hey, Tom, now. Hi, Tom, you're going through the plane to give the sheriff?
Yeah. Yeah, the sheriff and his deputies are on their way now. Now to get the stage.
All the boys are ready to leave whenever you say the word, Tom.
Good. Now, listen. We won't come back to this hideout. After we raid Lead Town, we head farther south and get somewhere close to the border. This'll be the biggest job we've pulled yet, so we don't take any chances.
I guess the sheriff and the people of Lead Town won't forget that fella Tex Smith for a long, long time.
That's right, they won't. Now, Shorty, you tell the others we'll pull out of here in about an hour.
Right.
And I promise you, there won't be a lawman anywheres in sight.
Meantime, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were preparing to leave their camp.
There, that cinch is tight enough.
Be ready, Kemosabe.
Good.
But where we go, do not say.
We're going to meet the sheriff and his men on the trail, Tonto. They must be on the way now.
Them still going to ride stage from Drystone to Leadtown?
You'll find that the plans have been changed a little. Let's get started. I'll tell you about it as we ride. Easy, big fella.
Easy, Scott. Get him up, Scott.
A short time later, the Lone Ranger, who now wore his mask, arrived at the meeting place with Tonto. It was the place where Tom Armstrong had entered the creek to cover his tracks. The sheriff and his men were waiting in an arroyo, which the Lone Ranger had noticed nearby.
Howdy.
Howdy.
It's a long roundabout way to get here, so to give that hombre who calls himself Smith a chance to get to wherever he might be going.
Good. I don't want him to suspect anything.
He didn't. He was right on hand to see us leave this morning. Just kind of making sure, I reckon. Oh, I told my deputies about your mask so they wouldn't be curious, or maybe take a pot shot at you as you rode up.
Well, I'm glad you did, Sheriff. Now, just across from here, as you can see, are some large boulders. I suggest we send a few of the men over there. Then, if and when the outlaw gang comes along the trail, we'll have them in our crossfire.
Fine idea. All right, Ned. Take a couple of the boys and go across the trail behind those boulders.
All right, Sheriff. Come on, Frank.
Right.
And you, Joe.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Well, I guess we're ready for them.
Them not expect to find sheriff and men waiting long trail.
That's right. They'll think we're miles away by this time.
Wait a minute. Silver hears something. Quiet, everybody. Get your guns ready.
I don't hear nothing. That must be some horse. Just look at him.
I'm sure someone's coming. I'll get to hear them in a minute.
Me hear him. There are plenty of horses in creek.
Sure got good ears. I don't hear anything.
I hear them now.
Yeah. Yeah, so do I.
Quiet, everybody.
Too bad we have to leave that hideout, Tom. Nobody'd ever think to look for that opening behind the waterfall.
So that's the answer.
That's how he get away other night.
Yes.
Yeah, the town sure get his shot. But the very gang is there once he gets. Come drive in and take away from
him. All right. I'll give them a warning shot. Reach, all of you.
Whoever you are, you better come out reaching yourself, mister. Or we'll come in and get you.
I said reach.
Give him some lead over there, men.
You're trapped, Armstrong. We have men covering you from both sides of the trail. Stop your guns or take the consequences.
Watch your way out, men.
Let him have it, boys. You can't get away this time, Armstrong.
Double crosses, Tom.
Hey, double crosses,
Jameen.
I'm getting out of here. Get up.
That's Armstrong getting away.
I'll get him. Easy, big
fella. Tom Armstrong rode a fine palomino, and he felt his luck was holding out because he had escaped the bullets that flew his way in the fight. He laughed as he left his gang to their fate and spurred his palomino onward.
Guess I'll have to get a new gang.
Get up. Come on.
Hey, if somebody follows me. I'll throw some lead his way. I'll be a masked hombre and he's riding a white stallion. That means it's a Lone Ranger. Get up! Come on!
As the outlaw chief realized the identity of the man behind him, he felt panic for the first time in his life. He glanced over his shoulder quickly and noticed that the great white stallion was closer. Once more, he raised his gun and fired. But the motion of the galloping horse spoiled his aim, and still the masked man came on. Armstrong waited, hoping that if the man behind him got still closer, he could make the last two bullets in his gun count.
Faster, Silver! Faster! Come on, Silver!
The ringing cry behind him completely unnerved Tom Armstrong, and with a quick, jerking movement, he fired again.
Oh, I missed him. He's still coming.
Any minute now, he'll plug me in the back. Get along,
man. Though the Lone Ranger knew Tom's gun was empty, he had no idea of using his own to stop the outlaw. The Great Silver moved gradually alongside, and as Tom Armstrong turned for one more look, he saw the masked figure rise up in the saddle, then leap.
You can't get away.
Stop that!
Now get to your feet.
I'll fix you, you coyote.
Don't call me names.
I'm not afraid of you.
Maybe this will change your mind.
No, wait, I've had enough.
Men like you always turn yellow when you know you're licked, Armstrong.
Man alive, look at him. He's sure a sight for sore eyes. Or I should say, a sight with sore eyes, eh, Tonto?
Him not feel so good, it looks like.
Oh, shut up. Hadn't have been for this, hombre, I'd have got away.
The others told me you're Tom Armstrong. That hombre Shorten, the other one called Bill, said you used them to confuse folks. We got them all. We ought to turn you over to your own gang. The way they feel about you leaving them in the lurch, I reckon they'd fix you up right smart.
Well, Sheriff, I'll leave him and the others in your hands. Here, Silver. Easy, Victor. Let's go, Tonto. Adios, Sheriff.
Adios. Good luck. I see the others riding this way. You'll soon be where you belong, Armstrong.
I'll bet that, hombre, change your plans. You wouldn't be smart enough for that.
Yep, I reckon he was the one who planned this trap. He was more clever than you, Armstrong. If you knew who that masked hombre was, you'd know why you didn't have a chance.
Oh, what are you talking about? I know as well as you do. He's a Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle, directed by Fred Flowerday, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.